Imagine waking up one day with more liquid cash than almost anyone on Earth. This wasn't a lottery win or inheritance, it was theft on a breathtaking scale. In 2009, a baby-faced 27-year-old Malaysian named Joe Low orchestrated one of history's greatest financial frauds, siphoning over $5 billion from Malaysia's sovereign wealth fund, 1MDB. Unlike typical embezzlers working in shadows, Low flaunted his stolen wealth on a global stage, raining champagne on Paris Hilton, gifting diamonds to Miranda Kerr, financing the Wolf of Wall Street, and cruising the Mediterranean on a $250 million yacht. What makes this story truly remarkable isn't just the astronomical sums involved, but how it exposed the complicity of the global financial system. Major banks, prestigious law firms, and Hollywood elites all looked the other way when profits beckoned. When Barack Obama included billion-dollar whale on his annual reading list, he called it a true-life thriller about a modern-day Gatsby who orchestrated one of the biggest financial heists in history. The revelations ultimately toppled Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak, leading to criminal charges and a stunning electoral defeat. At England's Harrow School, Joe Low began crafting his deceptive persona, introducing himself as a Malaysian prince despite merely being the son of a successful garment industry businessman worth $15 million. This pattern of exaggeration would become his trademark. Low had an exceptional talent for reading powerful people and positioning himself as their solution. At Harrow and Wharton, he deliberately cultivated relationships with Middle Eastern royalty, particularly the Sultan of Brunei's son. He forged embassy letterhead for VIP access and hosted lavish parties, including one featuring a model serving as a human sushi platter in a lettuce leaf bikini. Despite projecting enormous wealth, Low often struggled financially, negotiating club bills for months to secure discounts. His pivotal connection came through Yusuf Al-Ataiba, an advisor to Abu Dhabi's sheikhs. Observing how sovereign wealth funds wielded trillion-dollar influence globally, Low envisioned controlling Malaysia's own sovereign fund to match Abu Dhabi's scale. By 2009, Low had established himself as a crucial intermediary between Malaysian Deputy Prime Minister Najib Razak and Middle Eastern investors. When Najib became prime minister, Low transformed a small state fund into One Malaysia Development Berhad, a federal entity with Najib as chairman. Low staged an elaborate meeting with minor Saudi royal prince Turki aboard a luxury yacht in the French Riviera. Despite Prince Turki's limited influence and his company Petro Saudi being little more than a shell, the meeting led to a joint venture. Petro Saudi would contribute purported oil assets worth $2.5 billion, while 1MDB would provide $1 billion in cash. In September 2009, Low executed his first major theft. Of 1MDB's $1 billion transfer, only $300 million reached the joint venture. The remaining $700 million was diverted to Good Star Ltd., Low's shell company falsely presented as Petro Saudi's. This marked the beginning of schemes that would eventually siphon over $5 billion. Unlike Ponzi schemes requiring constant new investors, Low's brilliance lay in directly taking funds from 1MDB, which remained compliant as long as he maintained control through proxies. From late 2009 to mid-2010, Low blazed through $85 million in an extraordinary spending spree. His expenditures included $30 million on alcohol, millions in gambling, private jets at $250,000 per flight, and massive celebrity appearance fees. He established himself in New York with a $100,000 monthly penthouse at the Park Imperial, arriving with black Escalades and security teams. His nightclub exploits became notorious. One night at Avenue Club, he spent $160,000 and made headlines in the New York Post as the mystery man of city club scene after sending 23 bottles of Cristal to Lindsay Lohan's table. His 28th birthday at Caesar's Palace exemplified his excess, featuring Bengal tigers, bikini-clad models, and carnival games with Cartier jewelry prizes. Leonardo DiCaprio, Usher, Jamie Foxx, and Paris Hilton attended, each earning six-figure appearance fees. His most extravagant display occurred during Fleet Week in Saint-Tropez. At Les Caves de Roy, Lowe engaged in a champagne bidding war with real estate heir Winston Fisher, ultimately committing 2 million euros, more than the club's typical weekly inventory. In early 2010, Lowe and Prime Minister Najib's stepson, Riza Aziz, launched Red Granite Pictures, with Lowe as the secret financer. They strategically placed their offices near Leonardo DiCaprio's production company and acquired the Wolf of Wall Street rights for $1 million. Lowe stood out by offering celebrities substantial fees and promising DiCaprio creative independence, particularly appealing when Warner Bros. Withdrew funding from the Wolf of Wall Street. To finance these ventures, Lowe partnered with Goldman Sachs through Tim Leissner, their rising Asian star. In early 2012, they arranged for Abu Dhabi's IPIC to guarantee $3.5 billion in bonds for 1MDB's Malaysian power plant acquisitions. This unusual arrangement, a Malaysian state fund seeking foreign guarantees, was designed to siphon over $1 billion from 1MDB. Despite internal concerns, Goldman's president Gary Cohn supported the deal, aligned with their strategy to pursue sovereign wealth fund business. The March 19 deal earned Goldman $300 million, totaling $600 million from 1MDB bonds. Lowe then channeled $681 million through Tanor Finance to Najib's secret account, funding political payoffs that secured his narrow re-election. By early 2014, concerns about 1MDB's financial irregularities began surfacing. The Edge newspaper emerged as Malaysia's lone investigative voice, receiving a crucial break when former PetroSaudi executive Xavier Giusto provided a 140-gigabyte server containing 500,000 emails and documents revealing billions siphoned from 1MDB. Claire Recastle Brown's Heist of the Century expose in February 2015 provided concrete evidence of the fraud, triggering political upheaval as former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad demanded Najib's resignation. Despite Lowe dismissing the evidence as fabricated, Malaysian police uncovered damning proof. Najib had received over $1 billion in personal accounts between 2011 to 2014, including a $681 million transfer from Tanor, the smoking gun that would ultimately expose their elaborate scheme. In July 2016, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced a billion-dollar asset seizure under the Kleptocracy Initiative, targeting properties purchased with 1MDB funds, including mansions, an EMI stake, a private jet, and the Wolf of Wall Street proceeds. Najib's downfall came in May 2018 when Mahathir Mohamad's opposition won a shocking election victory. Police raids revealed $274 million in luxury goods and cash in Najib's properties. He was arrested on July 3, 2018, facing charges of power abuse and criminal breach of trust. Lowe fled to Macau, then between Hong Kong and Shenzhen, as Malaysia sought his arrest. The former playboy became a fugitive, while his wife attempted to establish cover through the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club. The billion-dollar whale story reveals how the global financial system enables corruption when profits beckon, warning us to question the origins of sudden wealth lest we enable brand-scale theft.